My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and hopefully walk away with awesome information that can make a dramatic difference in your good health. We learn every single day that new information is always on the horizon, but keeping your mind and your heart open to that information is truly one of the best things you can do. Obviously, there's a lot of misinformation out there as well, and with that misinformation, oh my goodness, a lot of things do come your way that sound really good, and I think that sometimes we just have to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to make sure that we are really, truly getting the best information possible. Now, I have learned that when you start really studying the process of getting healthy, and when you truly start looking at the information, I think a lot of us are learning that it is a work in process, but we can do it if we apply ourselves. All I can think about is putting ourselves into a better realm of good health. And the way I find that is to work with people that have the knowledge to get you going in the right direction. And we can do that. Today we are going to be talking about liquid herbs. And there was a time when a lot of us hated taking liquid herbs. They were awful. They were terrible. They tasted disgusting. They did not give us what we were looking for. And one of the things that I have learned is that if you're going to be looking at the whole field of nutrition, sometimes we had to choke them down. But we don't have to do that anymore because Cedar Bear products are now available. I want to remind everybody that the full line of Cedar Bear Naturals products are always available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy brings the idea of a full-service environment right to the forefront with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and obviously the selection of the highest quality products available, the best of the best, every single day. All I can say is enjoy going to Stay Healthy because you'll walk out of there with great peace of mind, the best quality products, with your questions being answered, and just feeling good about getting healthy for maybe the first time. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and they're closed on Sunday. When you go to their webpage, remember to produce yourself your own $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. Their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and always a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected every single day. Well, I'm really happy to have my guest with me today, the Robinsons. A little information on the Robinsons. Carl Robinson is a clinical and formulary herbalist and a nutritional therapist with an amazing interest in eco-agriculture. He received a Master of Herbology in Herbal Pharmacognosy and Pharmacology that included studies in fluid preparations and formulations from Emerson College, and was the first non-doctoral individual inducted into the International Society of Lymphology. He is also a licensed quality therapy technician, certified in conflict resolution, and a national and state certified hypnotherapist and hypnotherapy instructor. Carl is the original originator and the developer of the Tate Track process for making totally alcohol-free herbal and nutritional products. I think you're going to find that this is going to be so much knowledge coming your way, and I'm so blessed to have him and his wife, Joan, on the show today. Joan is a traditional herbalist, a yoga instructor, meditation facilitator, and organic gardener. She's a former SAG actress and a voiceover talent instructor. She's also certified in Kiri Yoga and a certified Reiki master instructor. Joan is an amazing accomplished writer and editor of Herbs and Natural Health, also having been the former lead writer for a nationally distributed herb journal and natural health newsletter. Being the daughter of an MD internist who was the co-founder of the largest medical clinic in the Northwest United States, she has a unique perspective on health care. Having herself been inflicted with a disabling autoimmune condition at a very early age, she overcame it, utilizing natural holistic means. So another great amount of information. Help me introduce the Robinson team. Good morning, Robinsons.
Good morning to you.
Hey, how are
I
you today?
Understand that a happy birthday is also in order for you, Drew.
Well, a day early, but yes, 39 again.
Again, and holding.
Yeah, holding as much as I can. So how are you guys doing?
Good. We just got back yesterday from a 2.5-week travel combination family and business trip up in the Northwest.
You know, I'm in California right now in San Diego, and it's a nice little break from the heat. And what I've learned is that just a little time away from, no matter where you're coming from, can be good and bad, but really good when it just gives you a chance to kind of adjust to a new place. And I think it's really good for the mind once in a while to shake it up to be somewhere different.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally agree.
So I know today we're going to be talking about, of course, the line of products that I think are so amazing with your company. But where do you want to take the show today? Because, you know, there's so many different ways to go. There was a time when I only recommended herbal products, you know, as medicine. And boy, was I, you know, starved for information way back then. And now today I recommend herbs for overall health, preventive, medicinal, changing the state of the way you feel every single day, and not just waiting till you're sick. So I've learned a big lesson in the last probably 15 years about the true way of using herbs, because I think we're missing the boat in a lot of areas.
You know, absolutely. This is something that was not understood for a long time here in America. Is a lot of the rest of the world did still understand herbs are closest to that food is your best medicine, and especially when they're whole herbs, which is the way we do them, is whole herb parts, not as pseudo-medicine over-the-counter such. But the herbs, when used that way, they build, they balance, they support our health. We can use them wonderfully as direct aids to help us for specific crises and acute problems we have, but they can help us build our energy, support our overall health, and that is a part of what makes it so exciting and fun working with the herbs through the Cedar Bear products.
Mm. You know, Carl, you know, you've done a lot of work and groundbreaking work in the area of herbs. And, you know, the funny thing is, around the world, herbs actually, on the big scale, are probably more commonly known and used than vitamins are. And over here, sometimes we think of them as secondary citizens, if you will.
Yeah, I've used the term the bastard child of natural health as one other description, but there is truth to that. But that's very interesting also because America probably as a commercial endeavor, meaning, you know, within the market, commercial endeavors, America has been more at the forefront of that than any other country, with the exception maybe of Asian countries such as China or India, as far as the influence that commercial endeavors have had in the herbal products and the industry and herbalism in general. You do not see this kind of influence in Europe. And it's one of the reasons why, even though we're kind of at the back seat and the small end of the larger dietary supplements side of the equation, as far as herb use and growth is concerned, America has not only been at the forefront of growth as a population in taking on herbs more seriously, but we have influenced the world in that direction as well. So, yeah, kind of sitting there at the back end, but, you know, we've been kind of the stepchild, as you were saying, that has put up a little stink in the process of making sure, hey, hello, we're here too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know today that we're going to be talking about energy and, you know, getting the body revved up, maybe working a little bit toward metabolism a little bit. I have to tell you, over the last month, I have read more articles on thyroid problems than I have in years. And I think a lot of people think that when your thyroid is not working, it makes you gain weight, and that's the only thing you ever see. But sometimes we don't really think that there's a lot of other symptoms of a thyroid condition. And amazingly, energy is the one thing that people never connect to a low thyroid.
Well, that's actually the biggest indicator of all, particularly if sleep problems are involved. And one can just simply check to see if they're experiencing a hypothyroid by doing the morning basal temperature test, just like women do for doing their ovulation or their moon cycle. But you do it specifically to take your temperature in the morning before getting up, and you record it, and you do this for 2 to 4 weeks, and then you average it, and you can see, considering 98.6 is considered the normal, if you're above, you may need to go see a physician, particularly if you're a lot above 98.6, go see a physician for maybe some hyperthyroid problems, but that's usually pretty rare. But if you start going below 98.6, particularly a degree and a half, it's a sure bet you're probably type 2 hypothyroid. Type 2 meaning it's the kind of hypothyroid that is about thyroid-stimulating hormone resistance, kind of like insulin resistance. It's the same thing there. And that cannot be measured with the standard lab test. It can only be measured and ascertained with a basal temperature taken in the morning for a period, at least, you know, 1 week, preferably two weeks, and if possible up to a month to get a reading. And let me tell you, if your basal temperature, and by the way, for us guys, you can still have low basal temperature but still be sleeping hot. Well, that's because men tend to have more surface circulation, and that has nothing to do with that side of the thyroid equation. I thought it did for many decades until I found out I was hypothyroid, but I sleep like a furnace at night. So that's a circulatory aspect. So anyway, the thing is, very quickly you can find out maybe your energy levels are low because you're running a type 2 type of hypothyroid condition.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Jeff. It's something I experienced when my children were young, so we're talking, you know, quite a few years ago, that my energy was low, my temperature was cold, I was always cold, my hands and feet always freezing, and I was just, you know, not well. I went to the doctor, and they said, oh, well, your thyroid, you know, they test the thyroid, and it's on the low side, but it's fine. We're not going to do anything for you. And I'm going, but something's wrong. And so at that time, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, lady, it's all in your head. Now we know if your temperature's low, your thyroid's low functioning, it may not test through the medical tests, but it's still going on, just as Carl had described. So we developed, and it helped me tremendously, the formula ThyroBoost specifically for that, and then later the Zodine Iodine. So if your energies are low because of that particular function, glandular function in your body, we've got an herb for that.
Now, when people look at the Cedar Bear line, a lot of people will have the philosophy that it's better to mix their own individual herbs, and I'm all for that. But I think they should also look a little bit further at the amount of time and energy and formulating craziness that it took for you to come out with these formulas where all the guesswork is done. Do you have a preference of people using a blend and a combination versus individual herbs, or is the bottom line just get them in?
Oh, you know, I think it's wonderful when people do work with single herbs and work with that. But also, when ancient traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, was developed, you know, a couple thousand or whatever years ago, they developed complex formula blends because their philosophy was a single herb is so targeted, it doesn't address as much. And so these complex blends that we develop through Carl's work with the modern look at herbal energetics, we have the addressing with multiple herbs the particular issue needed. Like with ThyroBoost, there's, what is it, eight or whatever and herbs in it, stinging nettle, horsetail, kelp, bladderwrack, Irish moss, dulse, shepherd's purse, fenugreek, black walnut hull, sage leaf, all of those herbs, if you're buying them each singly and then trying to figure out how to pull it together, well, you might get the formula. It does it for you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm thinking as well. And, you know, there's so much to learn. There's so much information out there. I mean, if I didn't have my fingers in all of this information areas, I would never be able to keep caught up as well as I do, because not only is it learning about the products and learning about what they do and then how they get mixed together and how you blend them, but, of course, along the way comes new ways of using them, new delivery systems and what mixes with what and what doesn't mix with other things. So there's a lot of information coming at us. So people should look to things that have been done for them. You know, they could really, really appreciate the benefit of the formulation.
Absolutely. Well, and one wonderful way to utilize that, take again the ThyroBoost formula. If you want to nutrify it a little extra support the maybe the immune, inflammation-reducing or histamine-reducing aspect of herbs, add stinging nettle. If you want to bring up your silica level, add horsetail. If you want to bring up more of the iodine-rich sea vegetables, add kelp to it. So this is fun that you can play with it and you can boost a formula the way you want to for your body's needs.
You know, as we're talking today about energy, I think it's probably the number one issue that's brought up when people go into health food stores today. When you travel around the country, don't you have people that come up to you and say, are there any herbs for energy?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Actually, more so than before.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. So, we've talked about the helping the thyroid to bring up your energy there. One thing that a lot of people are energy deficient on is they push their adrenal glands. They push with our drive society, and our adrenals are exhausted, so your energy is exhausted. So, this goes back to the endocrine system again. And we have a marvelous formula for balancing the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis of the endocrine system, and that's the adrenal and focus blend. Absolutely astounding formula, one I actually turn to quite frequently myself just because it's such a supportive blend for when my energy starts to dip because I've been pushing too hard. So that's a great way to help balance. It doesn't stimulate your energy. It helps your adrenals recover so that you rebuild your foundation energy level.
You know, somebody just chimed in and they said, my energy is completely shot, and I thought that herbs that were used for energy were only for weight loss and dying and appetite suppression. What a great question.
Well, the thing is, it depends on the kind of energy herb they're getting, and she is absolutely correct for a certain class of herbs that happen to have a slightly stimulating and building a stimulating effect on the thyroid, maybe on metabolism, and, you know, stimulates diuresis. That means going to the, you know, urinating. And even some cleansing laxative-based herbs will have that kind of effect. And when taken in moderation, can have somewhat of an energizing effect. But it is geared towards weight control. There are other herbs that actually build our energy and are energizing. Ashwagandha is a huge herb for building the energy reserves of an individual, as well as the goji berry.
Maca.
Maca
is amazing for building strength.
It does not stimulate the same way that other herbs and herbal formulas do for stimulating thyroid or stimulating metabolism to give energy that way. It does it by building the body's reserves and systems. So it depends on which herbal singles being used or herbal formula is being used.
Ginseng's, the ginseng light formulas of herbs, of which maca is one.
They're not ginseng, but they're like ginseng.
Like Eleuthero root, which used to be called Siberian ginseng, but it's Eleuthero root. Those are amazing, as well as Siberian and American ginseng, builders of our vitality, our foundation energy levels. And we have a ginseng vitality blend that puts those herbs together that really does amazing things, especially the older you get, the better that formula works for you. So it helps build your foundation vitality levels.
You know, a lot of people out there will think that one size fits all. And what I have learned, a couple things over the years. Number one, never judge your beginning by somebody else's middle or somebody else's success that they may be getting or have been getting for a long time. Because number one, we may react differently. We may also be in a situation where we may not get the same benefit because our bodies are different. And the other thing is, everybody takes a different period of time for their bodies to click in and register. I think we just need to be patient, and that is not a virtue many of us have.
Uh-huh.
Well, I remember Dr. Frederick Ploeg, who was the father of laser acupuncture from Germany. He came to the United States and settled in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And I was at one of his courses getting certified in laser acupuncture, and we were all going to lunch, and I just happened to say to him something about, so what's the average this, and you know, the normal this or that, you know, what's the average? And he looks at me and he says, Carl, don't you know normal is a bad average? So basically what he was trying to tell me is, there is no such thing, just what you've said here, coming from a physician, just what you have said, that when you're dealing with individuals and individual needs, and acupuncture does that more than anything I know of as far as a physiotherapy is concerned, it's all about the individual. Yeah, they have their charts that give a general indication of where they're supposed to be putting the needles or stimulating it through the laser acupuncture, whatever, but it varies slightly. Those points can vary slightly from individual to individual. It's the same way with herbs. There truly is no single panacea cure-all for everything.
You know, as we get more and more into the use of herbs as medicinal and good health, we're going to learn that there are places all over the world where they'll probably just shake their head and say, yeah, we know we've been doing this for 50 years or 100 years. And here we are once again saying, wow, I thought this was brand new. But it's okay. Whenever we learn, we're still learning.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Carl and Joan Robinson today. I hope you will head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and check out the amazing line of these liquid herbal products. Number one, you'll go there for the credibility, the integrity. You'll use these products for their unique formulations and also the great taste. I have to say that every time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Carl and Joan Robinson. Cedar Bear Naturals, that's the topic today. All of the products available to stay healthy every single day. Stay tuned.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids. Hey, you need to take care of that cough.
I've tried everything, and I just can't get rid of it.
I'll bet you haven't tried Tinctract.
What's a Tinctract?
A Tinctract is a liquid herbal product made by Cedar Bear Naturals. It's more than a tincture and more than an extract, and that's why they call it a Tinctract.
I've tried liquid herbs before. They taste awful.
Not Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctract. They taste great. Tinctracts are totally alcohol-free, and they don't use preservatives or sugar either.
How long have you been using them?
Remember when that flu was going around last spring? I was really worried that our whole family would get sick, and a friend told me about them. We've been using Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts ever since. Whatever our family's health needs are, we can find a Tinctract for it. And since they work so well, I know I'm getting my money's worth.
Thanks. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get rid of this cough.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use, and they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought herbs for pets?
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Hey, you look miserable.
Oh, I've got these rotten allergies and nothing seems to help much, and I can't stand the side effects of those over-the-counter remedies.
I'll bet you haven't tried Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctract.
Cedar Bear who?
Cedar Bear Naturals. They make these great liquid herbal products called Tinctracts. I had a cough I couldn't get rid of, and a friend told me all about them. I tried one of the formulas for coughs, and it worked like a charm, and without any side effects. I've been using Tinctracts ever since.
Well, do you think they've got anything that'll help me feel better?
Oh, they have lots of formulas and single herbs that help strengthen your general health, and others that work directly for specific symptoms, like your sniffles.
Well, can I give Tinctracts to my kids?
Absolutely. Cedar Bear Naturals has a whole line of formulas for children. We've been using them for our entire family, and our kids love them.
Thanks. I can't wait to try them. With Cedar Bear Naturals Tinctracts, maybe I can finally get a handle on my allergies and my kids' health needs, too.
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, they are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They take the time every day to make sure that your questions are answered and that your needs are taken care of because they carry the best of the best products every single day. Don't forget, they have line of Cedar Bear Naturals products available on their shelves daily. So you can always come in and ask questions about the Cedar Bear line and make sure you're using the right products and maybe get the answers to the question to find out which one, which either individual herb or combination blended product is best for you. Head over to Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sundays. Well, today we're talking with the Robinsons. They are both here today talking about this line of products from Cedar Bear Naturals. And we're talking today about energy boosting. And, you know, a lot of times the word is thrown around vitality, guys. So does vitality, is that something that we can approach, you know, as far as herbal tinctures as well? Because it's important.
Well, the word vitality is synonymous with stamina. And that is synonymous in the world of herbalism, the way we practice it, with building regeneration, restorative. So again, we're back to that same class of herbs, the ashwagandhas, the macas, and those kinds of herbs, because that's what they do. They build vitality. Vitality is basically our battery. It's the battery that we have. And when that battery gets drained more than is being put in, then we get exhausted. So that's part of what this class of herbs does. It recharges the batteries.
You know, an interesting thing, most people don't know that where the word vitamin comes from. Vitamin comes from vitalized minerals.
This was when they understood minerals very well, before the world of understanding of vitamins came into being. Mm-hmm. So what they found when they first discovered vitamins is that a vitamin always is attached to a mineral group. So the word came out, vitalized minerals. So that's what a vitamin is.
And they shortened it to vitamin. And so that's our approach with the Cedar Bear herbs and whole herbs, and in herbalism, true herbalism, is using that trace mineral and major mineral base of the herbs in a vitalizing manner.
And interestingly, in nature, all vitamins exist in conjunction with mineral electrolytes. Vitamin C doesn't exist by itself. It exists as calcium ascorbate, magnesium ascorbate, potassium ascorbate, and it's the same thing. And that's for the water solubles I'm talking about. And it's the same thing for certain B vitamins. For instance, B12 is a vitamin that its molecular structure is wrapped around a cobalt trace mineral. That's why it's called cobalium.
Mm. You know, someone just chimed in. She says, I love this line. She said, I started using it after I heard you the first time quite a few years ago. I used it only for flu and cold season, and that is, things would come up along the way, whether it be energy like you're talking about today, or I found out that my thyroid was low, or my immune system was starting to run down. I have brought in so many of these formulas. I love them. I talk to complete strangers about these formulas because I was always a vitamin taker and never touched herbs. So please thank your guests if you get time to read this during the show. They completely changed my life with these liquid products that, yes, Jeff, do taste great.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that little letter. It charges us up with that's why we keep doing what we keep doing. And, you know, truly, any of the formulas, if you're taking them, is going to help your overall health, your immune function, your vitality, because of this mineral aspect that we were just talking about. If one takes the herbal minerals daily, on a daily basis, they'll find their base energy levels starting to rebuild. If you take the antioxidant, daily antioxidant formula, that will really help also support your general health, immune function, and energy levels.
Here's a question for you. It says, Jeff, ask your guest if you get a time during the show. I work a lot. I take a lot of vitamins. I take B vitamins for stress. I'm doing a lot of nutrients every single day. But I'm thinking that if there's an herbal formula that, because it tastes good, like you said, that I could just put in my mouth a couple times during the day to kick me in the rear end because I'm dragging.
Oh, I know that one. I was, in my earlier years, very hard driving. And, you know, a lot of people, they drag if they don't have their coffee every day. Well, it doesn't do that for my hyperactive immune, you know, functioning neurology anyway. But there's an herb for that. I mentioned the Adrenal and Focus Blend earlier to help with adrenal exhaustion. But one formula that we came up with years ago to kind of be the herbal five-hour energy is because it does have, if you do need that little bit of a boost kick, it's called Energy Blend. And this wonderful formula has adaptogens and the natural caffeine herbs, containing herbs, to just really give you a support of a boost that doesn't hit your adrenals and hit your health in a negative way, like the, you know, I have to do 6 cups of coffee a day sort of habit. So that one, it has ginkgo, mate, guarana, green leaf, gota kola, hawthorn, ashwagandha, eleuthera root with cherry fruit concentrate, or not concentrate, it's a tinctract. And that formula tastes great, and it really will help you on a hard driving day.
Okay, well, that's really good. You know, someone else just asked me, it said, I use energy products during the day, mostly caffeine-based, and I know I shouldn't take as much as I do, but I do. While you're talking on this subject today, my thyroid is low, and I'm now exercising a lot. Are there herbs that can give me energy to exercise, and can I take a thyroid preparation with it as well, both in liquid form?
Oh, wow, yes, and that's exactly what we're talking about. If you're low thyroid, even if you're with medications, you can work with your doctor on adding the ThyroBoost formula or the iodine, Zodine iodine, to help support that. And the ThyroBoost helps nutritionally support your thyroid function. And let's see, for energy, for exercising, because it's hard to get started, get your body going, definitely would look at the daily antioxidants and maybe the immune builder. The immune builder is not a booster. It really is helps the body build its general needs with the adaptogens. Adaptogens are herbs that help the body adapt to stress and help recover from stress. And mm-hmm. those are in the immune builder. Schizandra, which is a wonderful herb that's too strong as a single herb in most cases. Eleuthera root, gota kola, ashwagandha, Carl mentioned earlier. Ginkgo, a couple others. It's a wonderful herb formula, one I use on a regular basis.
One other question just came in. It says, I am 17 years old. I'm really busy. I go to college and I work full time. And I don't want to get into the caffeine-stimulating situation. I'm trying to get healthy. I don't have any alcohol in my system. I don't do any drugs. I exercise every day, but I am honestly quite tired, even though I'm only 17. Do these herbal products for energy help? I hope you can get to this question while you're on topic.
Oh, thank you for asking that question. And it's so marvelous to have our younger generation being so aware of their needs. You want a healthy life. You start as well. You start now, wherever you are. We have found the Adrenal and Focus Blend is amazing for college students. And it really helps, one, your brain can focus better, but your adrenals aren't as hit. It's one we've had a lot of feedback that is successful support when you're driving, young person driving themselves hard with school and work. Adrenal and Focus Blend, and probably just the Herbal Minerals Daily. Those two would be a great support.
Now, I don't mean to take us off topic, but don't you feel, as I do, and I'm hoping that you agree with this, that a lot of times we judge our daytime energy only by the stress and by the activity during the day, and we fail to judge it by our lack of sleep the night before?
I got to laugh because two nights ago we were on the road and I did not sleep that night. I got like 3 hours sleep. And so I go, yeah, sometimes we, a whole night's sleep is one of our best rejuvenators. For some of us, like myself, it's challenging to get full night's sleep. It is so important for our health, and we have to look at things like turning off the technology a couple, 3 hours before we want to go to bed, maybe read a real book in our hands rather than using our technology, because that blue light does stimulate the brain. Some people it really affects. And turn off the caffeine if you use that earlier in the day so that it doesn't interfere with your sleep schedules.
You know, the other thing is, someone just chimed in and she says, I have traditionally drank a lot of caffeine. Over the last year, I've cut down from probably 3 pots of coffee a day. And I don't know if it really gave me energy. I just really liked the taste. And I made it myself, and I drank it black. I didn't put any sugar, none of the candy coatings, none of the trans fat sweeteners, none of that stuff in there. But now I'm drinking one strong cup every morning. And, Jeff, I've heard you say that it's good for antioxidants and other things as well. My question is, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the bottom falls out. And I want to start drinking coffee again, but I'm thinking that maybe an herbal might be a better idea. Can you ask your guests which would be the best fit for somebody that has a history of drinking caffeine? Wow, that's a long letter. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good one, because so many of us are in that, or get ourselves into that particular pattern, that dump in the middle of the afternoon. Great time to, if you're where you can fix yourself a little smoothie shake and throw in your herbs, or a great time to fix a warm cup of water and throw some herbs into it. That energy blend, it was formulated for that particular type of need where you go, I need something right now, but it's also does not interfere with your sleep patterns. At least people that have used it in the afternoon have told me that. I haven't personally, so I'm going to have to try the energy blend that way and make sure for me. But the antioxidant formula also helps with a boost of antioxidants like fruit in the afternoon. Great formula to use then.
Here's a question that says, Jeff, please ask Carl. I know that he is a huge advocate of iodine. I use the Zodine from Cedar Bear, but I just found out that my thyroid is lower than I thought, so I've increased my Zodine, but I'm wondering, can I add the thyroid formula with the Zodine? Because I'm really tired, I'm gaining weight, I'm exercising, I'm eating only good food, and I'm thinking that my thyroid is affecting my metabolism.
Oh, well, absolutely. She can take the thyroid boost with the Zodine. Also, I might add that it's really important that she make sure that her blood pressure is where it's supposed to be, and that she drink plenty of water throughout the day. And another thing is, if you're even so much as sipping any soda pop, that's a big no-no, because the phosphoric acid that's in most American soda pops, along with the high fructose corn syrup, is going to undo everything you're doing. Another thing is smoothies, juices, make sure that you're not overdoing them, because you could be glycemically loading your system and causing fatigue that way, or over-sugaring your system. So, you know, what we call healthy, we're finding out some new things. Smoothies are wonderful. Don't overdo them.
Do your own with whole fruit.
Yeah, do your own with whole fruit. and make sure that, you know, it's got plenty of fluid in it and things like that. So those are some suggestions that I would make.
I'd like to add something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say please.
Oh, okay. And when you're dealing with weight gain, also sometimes it's just water weight. So the kidney and bladder blend can assist with that and helping the body, you know, let go of excess fluid if that's going on. But we do have two formulas that help with weight loss programs that do help with the thyroid function and metabolism. One is called Metabolism Support Blend, and the other is Slim Now with Hoodia. Both of those have that Hoodia cactus herb in them, but they're different formulas that approach your weight situation differently. So one, Metabolism Support, helps the metabolism function a little bit higher, while mm-hmm. the Slim Now helps with electrolyte replenishment and with your apostat balancing.
You know, I always bring this up every time we're together, and the main reason I do is because I'd like to make sure that people are not only getting the right products, but they're taking them correctly. A lot of times people are told to take herbs only on an empty stomach. You know, I know these products will work in your mouth, in your drinks, in your smoothies, in teas. I think you could take them just about any way. But do you have a preference? Like, I'm drinking right now three or four of the products. They're in hot green tea that I bring with me. And even though I'm in a hotel, I brew up my green tea and always bring my herbs with me because I wasn't on a plane. I brought my car. So I said, well, I'm bringing my herbs. So I'm using my products in green tea, and for me that works really well. What is your preference?
Oh, okay. If it's a direct aid for a specific need, then it's best taken between meals, not with food. Yes, can be taken in liquids or straight. If it's a builder and a mineral, you know, strengthener like Daily Herbals, Herbals Daily or Antioxidant Daily or any of those that are building the health, you can take them because they're in a liquid base at any time. And if they're taken with meals, then they help nutritionally support the uptake of your food and enhance your benefits of your foods. If it's a digestive aid, it depends on if you're wanting to strengthen your digestion or deal with a stomach ouchie. So the digestive build is best taken before or after a meal, while if you're doing stomach relief, that's better between meals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Carl, what do you think?
Oh, I do tend to agree.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on if it's a direct aid, again, or if it's for general use. So, yeah, direct aid, you want to do it alone, general use. Builder, what we call a daily, you do those with your meals.
So, like, for example, on a direct aid, let's say you have a sniffle, sneeze, it's, you know, problem. So sinus relief, wild cherry, respiratory support, mullein respiratory
all
support.
All those, you want to take them straight up at least, you know, an hour before a meal or a couple hours after a meal.
Right.
Hmm. You know, I think that there's just so much good information out here. I love it when we can actually get together and talk on topics. I mean, I had somebody the other day that she said she goes to my podcast, and she said she's gone back. She loves your line. She tells everybody about your line. And she goes back every once in a while for a refresher course and just goes back and listens to the shows that we talk about every month. And I love those podcasts just for that reason, because you can send your friends and send people there. If you missed a show or it's something on topic, like today's topic, you can tell your friends to go, and they can download the show and get the benefit.
Oh, yes,
I just
want to
thank you guys.
Oh, I
you
almost
awesome.
Forgot about a new formula that we have in the line this year. It's Stamina and Energy Blend. Yoo-hoo! Oh. We're talking about energy. But this one builds stamina for men or women. It's really great for athletes and for those that are, you know, pushing themselves hard. That one with ashwagandha, goji, bupluram, gota kola, and tongkatali. So, yeah, this one is a great formula, especially for the guys that want to feel more guyish.
Well, I want to thank you both very much. It's always a pleasure. I love opening my book and seeing that I get the Robinsons first thing in the morning. It's always a great thing. And I love you guys. And thank you for what you do. And thank you what you've done for the face of liquid herbs in the nutrition industry.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
You.
And you've done such wonderful educational work. We just appreciate you immensely, Jeff. And you have a wonderful time.
I will. Be well, my friends. We'll talk again next month.
Bye-bye.
I want everybody to know that the full line of products from Cedar Bear Naturals are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. Not only do you get to come in and check out all the singular herbs and all the blended combinations, but you get to ask the most knowledgeable staff in the business what they're all about. What's for what goes with what do we use at this time of the day, how do we use it, when do we use it. And those are things that are just easily discussed at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. It's all part of the full-service environment that you'll experience every time you go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know that Stay Healthy is the oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas area and as well in their fourth decade in the Valley? Stay Healthy, making it easy, making you more successful, helping to take out the guesswork and the craziness that goes along with trying to get healthy in today's world. They make sure that you have a great experience every time you come, because there's nothing worse than trying to get healthy and going somewhere where the people don't know anything, or they can't answer your questions, or they steer you down an uncomfortable road, and then nobody is happy and nobody's getting the results. And then sometimes we throw our hands in the air and we say, you know what, I'm not doing any of this because you got some bad advice or you didn't ask the questions you needed to ask. Please ask questions, and please go to Stay Healthy and get your nutrition on track, on point, and start feeling better than you have in a long time. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can actually print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And remember, those industry articles right at the homepage are awesome for helping to enlighten yourself, to feel better, to feel more knowledgeable, and giving you up-to-date information every time you go to the page. Also, stay in touch with them on Facebook. Their Facebook posts are awesome. Remember, coming up at the end of the month, they're going to have two drawings, and all you have to do is go to the store and say, I'm here to enter the drawing, and you can enter every time you come in. Nordic Naturals, Nature's Way, both having huge, huge, beautiful baskets that will be given away at the end of the month. And the Nordic Naturals, it even has an Apple Watch in there as well. So we're talking great baskets, and all you have to do is go in the store and fill out a little slip and enter to win. They are making sure that you are getting great things every time you come and Stay Healthy. And those baskets that Marge puts together, awesome. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make them your one-stop location for everything health and nutrition. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show, coming to you live from San Diego, California. I'm out here on business, but of course, live for all of you as well. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, all of my shows are archived, podcast, and on my webpage, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producers who take the time every day to make sure that I have the best of the best at my, always the best of the best every single day. Remember, technology is on our side, and we can truly feel better if we just use the technology. Go to the webpage, listen to the podcast, try to tune in live to the show, ask questions at the Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Do all the things that we need to do, and you know what? You're going to be awesome for it. I hope everybody has a great day. Do something wonderful and be well and take care. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.